Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom. Today is Erev Shabbat Parashat Lech Lecha, where we are introduced to the first of the Avot HaKadoshim, the national hero of Am Yisrael, Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom, with all of his tests and trials and tribulations and chasadim and midat bikusha emet and all of the tremendous midot that Avraham Avinu embodied. One of the interesting points in the parasha that Gaon Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz in the Sichot Musar focuses on is when he returned from the war. Now, Avraham Avinu valiantly, he didn't have to do this. And don't forget, when Avraham Avinu went to save Lot, this was after their falling out. If you remember that part, even though the Torah is not usually in order, but that part is in order. Avraham Avinu had already parted ways with Lot. Lot took up a brand new horrendous lifestyle. Where did he go to settle? In Sodom. And he chose that lifestyle, and then he was kidnapped, and yet Avraham Avinu went and he put his life on the line to go save him. We see a lot of things from that. Not only the bravery and the courage of Avraham Avinu, but what? What do you see from that? Rabotai, family is everything. Never give up on a fellow Yid. All family. Even if he strays, you go save him. And Manasot. Yeah? You can't pick your family. You pick your friends, you can't pick your family. Avraham Avinu went and he put his life, mamash sakanat nefashot, and he went to save him. Because family is everything. And Manasseh. That being said, after the war, and Avraham Avinu, b'si'ata d'shmaya mena'a, with all sorts of ma'asin, you see Avraham Avinu was victorious against the five mighty kings, the four mighty kings, sliha. Now, it says that Melech Sedom came out to reward Avraham Avinu. He says, "Ten li nefesh ve'arachush kachlach." He said, "Take all of the spoils. Just give me back the people." And Avraham Avinu very famously told Melech Sedom, "Im michut ve'atzerofnal." He says, "I'm not going to touch anything." Lo tomar anochei ashartit Avraham. He says, "I don't want people to say. I don't want you to say that you made me rich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised me wealth, and I don't want anybody to say that there was any other method by which I struck it rich besides for the word of Hashem." So, and we see that Avraham Avinu mamash shied away from taking anything. And he said, just, you know, give the food and pay the people who came with me. Whatever they took, give it to them. But I don't want to take anything from you. So, and Avraham Avinu was zochit, mitzvah tzitzit as a result. And also, michut, mitzvah tzitzit, tzroch na'al. All sorts of huge zechuyot as a result of the fact that he shied away. The Torah makes a big deal that Avraham Avinu didn't moft chor. You realize? Yeah, Avraham Avinu didn't want to freeload. And it's not even freeloading. What? It's just taking something, something that he was owed, and he still didn't want to touch it. The Sichot Musar says that by any ba'al nefesh, any normal, regular person realizes that taking stuff from other people, mooching off of other people, is a bad midah. Everybody knows that. Whether people do it or not, intrinsically, every ba'al nefesh understands that there's something wrong with that. Everybody understands that there's something shameful with that. Our whole essence of being in this world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created us and gave us all of these trials and tribulations every day of our lives so that we're not moft chor, the Zohar Kadosh says, so that we don't get to Olam Haba and be freeloaders, because freeloading is shameful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I want you to earn your chelek la'olam haba by being in this world and fighting through and going through all of those nisyonot." So we see how shameful, for all those who don't know, this word of moftchon means freeloading, right? Well, it means eating for free. Huh? No, so I just said it means freeloading. Anyway, and moftchori is the what? Is the act of freeloading, right? So it's like the party where you freeload. Right? It's the wedding that you crash. That's what it is. Mikol makom. So why is the Torah making such a big deal? Avraham Avinu bechira avot. Yaakov is bechira avot, but Avraham Avinu is gdol haolam. The fact that he didn't take something, he didn't mooch off of other people. Wow, what's such a big thing? Many tzaddikim would have done the same. So why is the Torah accentuating it so much? And the Sichot Musar, really, he brings a beautiful thing. He writes that the Rambam, in his Shmone Prakim, which is the Rambam's Hakdama to Pirkei Avot, in his Pirusha Mishnayot, explains that he brings a famous Midrash. The Midrash says in Torat Kohanim, Al Yomar Adam E'ef Shele Echol Basar B'Chalav. A person shouldn't say, yuck, it's disgusting, I don't want to eat Basar B'Chalav. Ela Yomar E'ef She, Uma Ya'iseh V'Avi Shebashamayim Gazer Alai. He says, I would love to, but what? What can I do? I'm limited by God Almighty. The Rambam says that thing. So he brings that Midrash. And the Rambam says something very interesting. He says, that only applies by Basar B'Chalav and other mitzvot that are chukim, that are, is there any logic behind the Isur Basar B'Chalav? No. Sha'atnez? No. Para Aduma? No. By all of these mitzvot, you should say, you know what? I would love to wear Sha'atnez, but what? What can I do? Hashem said no. Over there, that's where this Midrash applies. But by mitzvot asichliot, mitzvot that makes sense, the Rambam says, you shouldn't say that. You should just say, I don't want to do it at all. Why? What's the reason for that? Says the Sichot Musar, it's a very, very deep, penetrating thought. I want you to listen very carefully. He says, by mitzvot that makes sense, which means, let's say, lo tirtzach, don't murder. You shouldn't say, I would love nothing more at the moment than to murder you. But what? But Hashem said, I can't. No, you don't do that. Why? Because by mitzvot and averot that make sense, that are logical to the brain, if you go down that route and say, I wish I could, but what? Then what are you doing? You're only relying, or you're at least partially relying on your own logic, on your own understanding of the mitzvah to prevent you from, or to either spur you to do the mitzvah or to prevent you from transgressing the avera. By mitzvot that makes sense, that's a very big danger. We don't want any part of the mitzvah to be our own human intellect. We want the mitzvah to be only what? Only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore what? By mitzvot that don't make sense, by mitzvot that don't have a rational explanation. There's no reason anyway for me to say, I wish, I don't want to do it. No, there's no explanation there. So we say, okay, I'd rather do it, but Hashem said no. Okay, but by mitzvot that makes sense, then what? Don't put any of your own input in, because that takes away from the gzirah of Hashem Yitbarach. You want the sachar to be shalem only through what? Only by fully realizing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's divine decree. Therefore, what? Let's go back to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu himself would never have touched, would never have mooched off of Melech Sedom or anybody else for that matter. But what? He wanted it to be fully realized that the only reason why he's not taking from him is not because he didn't want to take, not because he didn't want to freeload off this guy. He didn't want to take only why? Because Hashem told him not to take. Hashem said, I'm going to make you rich. That's why Avraham Avinu jumped and he says, I'm not taking. I'm not going to take because Hashem said he's going to make me rich, not because of my own understanding. It's a very big idea in Avodat Hashem. Yes, it's important to look for the reasons behind the mitzvot. But once you either find the reason for the mitzvah or you don't, it's important to realize that the driving force behind the mitzvah is not my understanding, not my intellect, not my pursuit of logic and all these. No! The reason, the driving force behind performing the mitzvah or abstaining from transgressing the avera is what? Is only the gzirah of Hashem Yitbarach. And that's what Avraham Avinu did. That's why the Torah goes through this to begin with, to teach you that Avraham Avinu put in our DNA, look for the reason, but it's not the reason of the mitzvah that counts. It's gzirat melim. It's the fact that you are subjugated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, subservient to the Ratzon Hashem. That's the only thing that counts, Rabotai. I thank you all for listening. I wish you Shabbat Shalom Borach. Be well. Stay safe. Tiskum Shem Rabot. How does the Baal know where it's going to come from?